Weiter in Shas. We are above a comment of Samach Beis, picking it up on Samach Aleph from a Beis by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamadik is a goddess for Hayu Bokelim Vidulku. Let's say someone sets a fire to, he learns to have a fire, a goddess, a stack of grain, and there were Kalim utensils in it that are burned together up along with this stuff. Like his shita is. He says that we pay even for the things that are hidden. We look at the place of where the utensils are, like it's filled up with grain. So we go according to the value of what that would be. Beep, turn the page. Samach Beis. When is this so? When is it true? You don't pay for the stuff that's inside. That's if you light on your own property and then ends up going and lighting up in the friends. Then Mishalim Kol Mashay B'Sochu, you pay for everything that's in it. Says Rashi, Rava Atars La Letamei Bekelim Shadarkim Lehatrin Begadish. These are things that are normally hidden over there. Now this is, we saw this on yesterday's daf. Modim Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda Masked Lechachamim B'Mashal Makam Lechaveru Lehagdish Gadish V'Higdish V'Hitmin Shemishalim Elad Demi Gadish Belvad. That is, let's say you have a field and you allow me to go and use space in your field. You lend me space in the field and I could stack up stuff over there. And then I go ahead and I pile up a whole stack over there and I hit something in the stack. And now the owner of the field doesn't stop the fire from stopping it. And Mashalim El Demei Gadish Bavad. The only thing you're going to pay is the money for the Gadish itself, but not for the stuff that's hidden inside. Even Behuda would say that. Rashi says, Im Heviru Bala Sadeh Delo Kabil Alei Ela Nitirus of the Gadish. Why? Why is that if the man goes in the Baal Sada lights it? Because he only took upon himself the responsibility of guarding the actual stack itself, of grain, but not the stuff that's inside of it. Now, we're going to see four cases where Yehuda is going to be masking to. Lahagdish chitin higdish sower. And let's say the owner was given permission to go and stack up wheat, but instead he did barley. Sorin vihigdish chitin, or barley, but he put up wheat. Chitin vihipan besorin. Or let's say he put wheat, but he covered it with barley, sa'orin v'chipa mechitin, or he put barley, and again, that's what was doing Meshus to do, and he covered over it with wheat. She'inu mashalim, he's maskim, they only pay el demei sa'orim avad. All you pay is the value of the sa'orim, the barley. All you pay for is barley. Okay, now Amarava, hanosin dinar zav li'isha. Someone gives a dinar of zav to a woman, and says, you know, watch this for me. Watch this, watch this. The Amarlan, he says to her, his Zahari Bo Shel Kesefu. Be careful with it. This thing's made out of silver. Really, it's out of gold, but it's made out of silver. His Zikasu, if she damages it, then the din is, Mishalem is Dinar Zav. She has to pay Dinar of Zav. Mishum Da'amar La, because he could say, Ma Havalich Gabei Da'azakte. What was it that you had against that you went ahead and you damaged it? Like, what's going on over here? She says, be a dayim. She says, sarafso or shechlasto the yam. You burnt it, you threw into the yam. Velo damin lamashio makam lechavero lahagdish lahagdish saorin behigdish chitim darmam lael yinom hashalom ela demi saorin demavir lo mazik be a dayim. He didn't do it on purpose. Ela posheya. He's just negligent. Kedachsiv ki seti ish meyatzma mipi hamora. Now, over here, you could say, like, come on, why would you do such a thing? Pashabo, but let's say she was poshea, she was negligent, and she didn't care for it, she didn't watch it well. Rashi says, lo, shamosa kaderech ha-shomim v'ovad, she doesn't guard it well, like a shomer has to go and watch, and she doesn't do that, and it got damaged, mishalom mishal kesef, she only has to pay of kesef, darmer lei, because she could say, in the tirusa de kaspet kabila, I only took on myself responsibility to guard if it was from silver, in the tirusa dava lo kabila, but I didn't accept upon myself that I'm going to guard that which is made out of silver. So, sorry, bro. Not my problem. I only took on what you told me. Now, she does it on purpose. You have to pay the full amount. If not, then the whatever he told her. Omer lei Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, atum bit the Rava Masisala. You taught that whole din in the name of Rava, where someone had in mind to guard it for something, then they only have to pay for the thing they had in mind to guard it for. Ananu Masisa Pshitalan. We learned it out from the Brisa. And we saw chitin v'chipan sarin, as he said, he piled up wheat. And that was the rishis he was given, but he covers it over with barley. Or sarin v'chipan v'chitin, or vice versa. Right? He puts barley, he was rishis with barley, and he covers over, he covered Right, he covered it with wheat. And then he doesn't, he's not careful, the owner's not careful to guard it. And only pays the Mesarin. Alma Armalei, we see that the owner of the field can say that Nitirusa the Sarikabalai, you know, I only accept it upon myself that a barley. So Hachanami here too, in this gold coin thing, Armalei, she could say to him, Nitirusa the Havalo Kabalai, I didn't accept upon myself this of guarding the gold. Amarav, Shamis Milse, Rabbi Yehuda, Vlo Yudanamai. I heard something about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but I don't remember what. Rashi says, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda the Masnisan. Amar Shmuel says, Vlo Yoda Abba my Shmele. What, Abba doesn't know what he heard? Like, what's going on over here? Rabbi Yehuda the Mechayev on Niske Tamin Ba'esh. You know that Rabbi Yehuda, the Sheet, what you did here, what you heard is that Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that something would be Chayev if it was, if something was hidden by in reference to Ish. Asu takana, takanas nigzal bi'isho. What you heard is that Rabbi Yehuda, the one who holds that someone's chayev for damage of hidden stuff that was caused by a fire, that the chachamim asu takanas nigzal bi'isho, they applied the din of somebody who got stolen, right, to the case of stuff that's hidden over here, the stuff like damage of the fire. That is that the general rule is that you can't just stop and get some money from somebody. But let's say somebody gets somebody, let's say somebody steals something from me. I could go ahead and I can make a shavua. There's certain times you're allowed to make a shavua to say what it was that was stolen, and then they have to pay back what that was. And so to somebody who lost stuff in, they hid stuff in the fire, according to Behuda, who they're going to be chayav for it, they could swear to what it was that was in there that got damaged, and then the perpetrator has to pay that which he said. Boy, Ameimar, Ameir, come and he asked, did they also apply that din of being able to make the shavua in a case of a mosar? A mosar is someone who goes and reports and tells on you to like the non-Jewish government, and then they go ahead and they confiscate some of your stuff, property. So can I go and bring the guy to Bezin and make him pay by swearing of what it is that he stole? Boy, Ameimar, what he made gets taken. Asuta kana snigla b'mosar? Oh, lo, do we do it by there as well or not? I'll leave it to Mandamer, lo dainan dina de garmi, according to the one who says that we don't apply over here, we're not done, the din of garmi. There's something known as grama and something known as garmi. This is a huge machlosis, what exactly each one means, but let's talk about just very loosely. We have something called as garmi, is when there's some sort of a causative thing that happens, but when it's causative, that's something which is direct or immediate, then we look at it as garmi. But if it's something which is indirect or there's some sort of delay involved, that's called grama. So now, aliba the man da'amar lo dainin dina garmi, according to the one who says that we don't apply the laws of garmi, meaning you're not going to be chayav for it, then lo tibayalach, there's no question here why the masoros nami lo daininan, because we also don't judge the case of a moser. That's a case of garmi, and therefore we wouldn't have to go and be chayav for that. Alaki diboylach, when is there a question? We do down the den of garmi, meaning that you're going to be chayav for such a thing. And therefore, since we would hold the guy chayav, asu takanas nigzab a moser, the mishtab of a shakil, alo. Do we apply that principle that we could say that the guy could swear and then get his money back, polo, or not? And for the Gemara, Tegu, good question. We don't know. Okay, story time. Ahu gave de botash bekaspisa de chavre. There was a guy who kicked the box of his friend, the money box, right? Says argus sheminichem boksafim, his pushka. He kicked it. Shadu ben Ira, and it ended up going into the river. Asamari va'amar, so the owner came in front of Bezin and said, this is how much that I had inside of it. Yosef Rav Ashi v'kama ayinba. He came and he was ma'ayin in this. Ki hai gav damai. In such a case, what's the din? In other words, can he do the shvua, see how much he lost, and he's going to have to pay or not? So Armali Ravina l'ravacha b'rid d'rava. Armali Ravacha b'rid d'rava l'Rav Ashi. Lav hainu masnisen. Isn't this our Mishnah? That's not. We learned from the Mishnah. Modum chacham l'Rabbi Yehuda b'madlik esabira. That the chacham are moded to Rabbi Yehuda. That if you go you set fire to the bira, to this big tower, that Hashem Mishalom Kol Ma Hashem Esoch, even Rabbanu didn't say the fire is going to be chayav for the things that are inside of it. Shekein derech b'nei adam niach b'batem, because it's a normal thing that people would go and leave stuff in houses. So of course he should be able to go and do this. Says Gemara Amalei, says back to him, E de katoin zuzei hachanami. If this guy was claiming that there's coins in there, then okay, we'd agree with what you're saying over here. Hacha, though, he's not claiming that. What is he saying? The Katoin Marganisa is saying that there was some sort of gems in there, jewels in there. My, what's it then? Me, manchi, inshi, marganisa, makaspa, hello. Do people put that kind of stuff in this type of box? Or no? Says Gemara, take a good question. Amar le rav ye mar le rav ashi, toin kasa de kaspa, bebira mai. Let's say the guy says, I had a silver cup, you know, like a becher, in the tower that was burned down. What's it then? Can you do that swear over there and get money for it? Amar lei, he says, Chazina, let's take a look. E inish amidhu, if this is a person who is, Rashi says, Ashir, sha'om deno so kli kasef, right? This is a rich person, this is like Kasper the Kasper, he has this type of stuff. Inam inish mehemno, or we could trust this person, he's a trustworthy person. The mafkid they inshigabe, people are mafkid things by him, they leave it down as a deposit, he watches over them. Mishtav of shaka, then he could swear. He can say that and he can get it. We love coming in. But if not, then we don't believe this guy. Okay, now let's jump into a sugya about Ganavim. Omar Le, Ravadabrid, Ravavil, Ravashi, Mabin Gazlan, the Chamson. What's the difference between a Gazlan, someone who goes on a Chamson, Chamas? When it comes to a chamson, it's someone who gives money for something. It's like, here, I want to buy your property. If you're not interested in selling it, I say, here, I'll give you the money, I take it. Gazlan, loyal money, this guy just, money, dummy, he just takes it without paying any money. So both cases, I don't want to give up my land. First guy comes and says, here, I'll give you $1 million. I'm like, I don't want it. He goes, yeah, take it anyway. He gives me the money, and then he takes my property. The other one just says, like, I want your property, he just takes it. Amar Leih, so he says, if the guy goes gives him money, he's called a chamsin. You hang the guy upside down and say, give me your lunch money, right? And you force him to go and sell it. It's a good sale. So why are you calling it that it's that kilo? It's something which is theft. It really works. Lo kasha. Ha d'amar rotzani. That's talking about a case where the guy says, rotzani, that I actually want to do it. Ha d'amar rotzani. But this case is talking about a case where he says, I don't want it. Or he didn't say rotzani. He didn't say I want it. Beep, turn the page. Samach Beis Amar Beis Zakta Heilige Mishnah. Get Gates Yotze Mitachas Apatish V'Hizik. Let's say you have a, says Rashi, Gates is a Ishtansail Balaz. Most of Rashi says straight up it is a Nitzot, a spark that goes and flies out when a person goes and hits a hammer but on the Patish, and then it goes and it damages something else. So you go, you hit the thing, spark comes out, and then it goes and burns something on fire or something like that. So then chayev, the person is going to be chayev. Gamal shehayuton pishtan uvalver b'shisarabim. If you have a camel that's got itself a lot of flax on it, it's going through shisarabim. V'nichnas pishtan olisochachanus. And its pishtan goes into the hanut. It goes into a store. We saw this earlier. Where do we see this? Where do we see this? Tavchav beis. We also saw some sechah Shabbos. And it gets lit up at the shop, the fire of the shop, the owner, the store. The hidlik is a bira, and then goes and sets fire to a bira, to this big tower. Bal gamal chayev, the owner of the camel is going to be chayev over here. Right? Why are you putting way too much stuff over there? It goes into people's things and burns things on fire. But if the storekeeper puts on the outside, then he's going to be chayev, because what you put in your fire outside there, boy? What you think you're doing? Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda argues, is Bener Chanukah, well, then argument he qualifies, Bener Chanukah is going to be putter. If it's near his Chanukah, the guy's going to be off the hook if he puts it outside. Now, Amar Avinu Mishmei Darava, Shema Minon Mida Rabbi Yehuda, we see from Rabbi Yehuda's statement here that Ner Chanukah Mitzvah L'Nicha B'Soch Sara, that it is a mitzvah to put it within 10 tfachim off the ground. Why would he see your putter? The person who got damaged can just say to him, you should just put it higher than the camel and the one who's riding it. It must be that it's a mitzvah to put it within 10 tefachim.
Amr Lay, so say back to him, nah, not a raya. Lil Mim the Khafil Malamer save me above 10 fachim. My Amart. Why would that be? Why would you say that? Because he buy lach la nuchalamala migamal verochvo. That what do you want to say? That the guy should have said you should have put it above the camel and the guy was riding it. Came into the mitzvah kasek. No, since the guy's involved in the mitzvah, kuli hai lo tshuchur albanan. The chachamim didn't make him having to work so hard. Amar of Kahana. Once we're talking about Chanukah, Dosh of Nasa Bar Manumi Mishay the Rabbi Tanchum Ner Chanukah Shenicha Levanam Yisrim Amot Psul. If you put it above 20 Amos, that is going to be possible. Rashi says the Lo Chazula in Shiri. We don't see it. Velo Mefarsim Nisa. Not being Mefarsim the Nisa. Vanan the Persume Nisa. And we needed to have Persume Nisa. Kesukah Kamavoy, just like the Alachas of Sukkah and the Alachas of Mavoy. Hajin Allah. Ha koine smazotov and the lala lie a and the lala lie oh in the lala in the lady bum 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 bum. Okay, in order to miss your minagis, we said hajanach, so it's quickly hajanach back to nun hay and babes. And it starts with saying a koine still in the deer, vanal vanak, haroi, that's what we got potter. Okay, now that we're yotzi with that, let's now start off the seventh parak of Maseches Bavakama, the famous parak Meruba. Here we go. Zok the heilige, heilige Mishnah. Meruba, midas tashlumi kefil, midas tashlumi arba v'chamisha. The halacha that comes with reference to the paying kefil, double, is greater and more encompassing than that of paying four or five. Right, we know that someone goes in, he steals just to pay kefil. If someone goes in afterwards, they would go in, they shecht it or they sell it, then it's pay four or five. Shemidas tashlumi kefil no heges bein bedavar sheish baruch chayim bein davar sheim baruch chayim. Because the concept of paying kefil applies whether it has life or doesn't have life. Even if it's just like an object. Umidas tashlumi arba v'chamisha no heges ela b'shor v'seh b'vad. That only applies by shor v'seh. Shenemar kignov is shor oseh utvachol macharo. Ein hagonev acher aganav mesham tashlumi kefil. The one who steals after the original theft, he doesn't pay kefil. Says Rashi Akadosh, d'chsev agonev mi beis ha'ish, lo mi beis haganav. So the guy who steals from the ganav, agonev mi ganav, agonev acher ganav, right? V'lo atoveach v'lo amocher. The person who steals, who's tovech, who slaughters, shechs, or sells after the ganav, he doesn't pay this four or five shtickle. We only saw one example of this. Says the Gemara, "V'ilu midas tashlumi kefil no heges beim beganav beim betoyin tainas ganav." We know that the concept of having to pay kefil applies to whether it's a ganav or someone who claims he's a ganav. It says ganav ba v'gunvo derechin lekamon b'shmeitzin dechayvu rachmana kfeila im nishba v'nimsa shakran. We find this guy swears, and it turns out he is a liar. Pardon, let me say this more clearly over here. We're talking about someone who's a ganav and someone who claims that there was someone stole from him when he was a shomer. That person has to go and he has to pay. That only applies by an actual ganav himself. So if you have a shomer chinam and he claims, you know, someone stole it from him, and so he swears someone stole from him, then after it turns out that really he was the one who stole it, then he has to go and he has to pay kefil. But when it comes to midas tashlumi above chamisha no neges ela b'ganav bavad, in such a case he wouldn't go and pay a lokotani, he doesn't bring it down. Messiah leil Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that's a raya, that's a support for Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Tell me Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, hatoin ten is ganav b'pikadon. Someone who says the ten is ganav b'pikadon, in other words, you left a deposit by him, and he goes and he says someone stole it from him, therefore he's off the hook. But really, he's the one who did it. Mesham tashlumi kefil, he pays kefil tavach umachar. But if he sold it or he shechted it, mesham tashlumi arba v'chamisha, that you pay four or five, means that clearly our Mishnah doesn't go like that. Some say it a little different. Let's say our Mishnah goes and backs up Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Someone says ten is ganav by bikadon. Mishalim tashlumi kefil tavach malchar. Mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Right, so we say this is a raya for him. Okay, I'm thinking, I know I said, I don't know what I just said, so I'm just going to say this out again. Basically, the fact that the Mishnah does not make a distinction in reference to the idea of Kefel and Arba v'Chamisha when it comes to Toin Tainis Ganav must be it's a raya for Rav Chia, it's a Messiah, Rabbi Chia Baba, or some teachers like straight up our Mishnah Zariah for him. Now the Gemara says, Mikatani Ein Bain. Does the Mishnah start off by saying, Ein Bain, there's no difference between, except for this? Meruba Katani, all it says is that it's more inclusive. Tanavashir, therefore it said some things and left over other things. Therefore you don't have a Raya. Maybe this is another one of the things that they left over, and therefore it's arguing on Rav Chia Baraba. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Till next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.